95.7 Ben FM Philadelphia presents Her Story, hosted by Kathy Romano. Her Story is a weekly tribute to women making a major difference in the lives of others by telling her story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Today's guest, Nicole Valens, is a creative producer of Happy Place, an interactive immersion pop-up exhibit with larger-than-life installations and multi-sensory themed rooms. The exhibit is coming to the King of Prussia Mall Saturday, October 5th through Sunday, January 5th. And Nicole is here today to give us all the details. Nicole, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I never heard of this, but I recently saw pictures of the exhibit and it's beautiful. So what's the concept behind Happy Place?
The concept behind Happy Place is that everyone needs a little bit more happy in their life. So it's really a chance for everyone to kind of leave their troubles behind at the door and come in and experience just wall-to-wall happiness for all ages, parents, kids, adults, grandparents, you name it, happiness all around.
And was it created with Instagram and other social media in mind?
Actually, no, not at all. So okay. The founder of it, his name is Jared Paul, and he created it because he has three young boys and he wanted something to do with his kids on the weekend that was positive and full of joy. And it kind of just exploded from there. So everything is multisensory. There's a massive, world's largest confetti dome, actually, which is really excited to be in, as well as a cookie room, which like you could smell the cookies, taste the cookie, feel the cookie, the whole nine yards. And to be honest, I love social media. Don't get me wrong, but it's more about making memories and less about capturing the memories to post them online.
Which it should be, but it happens to be a social media haven.
It is a social media haven, and I always am so excited to see people like come up with new ideas of taking photos and how they end up editing them and putting them online. It's fantastic.
I always look at those people, I'm like, how did you think of that?
I don't know, truly. We just opened a location in Vegas and I saw some people do the craziest photos and I'm like, I wish that I was that creative, truly.
I'm always embarrassed to be like, oh, all right, let's do this.
Oh, yes.
Like, I don't want people to look at me and be like, oh, she's doing that for social media.
But I am that person too, where I'm like, can I just try it 17 more times and see what it looks like before it goes anywhere? But yeah, it's exciting and it's cool to see the little kids kind of do the boomerang fun with it. And also I just saw in Vegas recently a whole family of three generations of women that came in, which was really beautiful. So it was the grandmother, the mom, and the daughter all taking photos in the confetti dome, and it was really lovely.
So it is good for kids then? This is targeted towards the younger generation?
It's targeted towards any generation, but yes, kids can definitely go in. It's meant for kids. It's meant for adults, teenagers. I wish it was around when I was a teenager, to be honest, because I think, you know, you're thinking, what can I do on a Friday night? And to go and hang out with your friends, what a better way to spend the weekend. So
how long does it take you to go through the whole exhibit?
You can do as much or as little time as you want. Usually I would say about 40 minutes to an hour.
Oh, okay. And then I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah. Because there's 13 different rooms, plus there's little cubbies and little pop-up nuances that are specific to each city. So we're having Philly local artists come in and draw murals and things along those lines. And it ends in a backyard space where we'll have a lemonade stand. We're bringing in some local food trucks so people can just hang out, take a load off from shopping at one of the most beautiful malls I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm still in awe of it, and just hang out for a while.
So where are you from?
I'm originally from New York, from Queens. And I moved out to L.A. 6 years ago.
Where's your New York accent?
Ugh, I know. I just got bashed out of me in L.A. I don't know why. It's really, everyone says that, but
listen, that's not a bad thing.
I know.
You don't have that
New York
accent.
The cabbie comes out every once in a while. When I get angry or something, I'm like, I have that New York twang to
that's
me.
That's usually when it is.
Oh,
when,
yes.
When the New Yorkers get angry. My family's from Long Island.
I did read that. I went to high school on Long Island, interestingly enough.
Okay.
That's so funny. Yeah. And you moved here?
I moved here when I was young, but my whole family still lives up there.
Really? Where in Long Island?
They're in Merrick.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. So my family is around Roslyn Heights area.
Okay.
That's funny. Yeah.
You vacation in Montauk every summer.
Oh, Montauk is so great. Where do you stay?
We rent a house. We have a friend there.
Gorgeous.
So we rent his house. But are you talking about like maybe Gurney?
Gurney's. Yeah, yeah. Yes. That was my first vacation I took myself on by myself. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to spend the weekend there. I'm going to take myself for dinner. And it was the most empowering weekend I've ever had.
And you were by yourself?
By myself. This was years and years ago. But I felt like, you know what? I needed a break. And they they had a deal, and I just sat there and had dinner by myself and had a glass of wine by myself and really read my book, and it felt invigorating, truly.
You know what? I've never done that, but
really?
I've talked about it so many times. I've never gone on a vacation or, you know, maybe longer than 24 hours by myself.
It is scary when it first starts, and then all of a sudden it's probably the best experience I've ever had.
Well,
truly.
I think I would enjoy it.
You would. Do you ever sit at the bar and have a wine by yourself?
Yeah, I've done that before. Yes, I've done that before.
In New York, that's kind of what you do. Like, you saddle up to the bar and that's that. And you have your meal. You don't even have to drink, but you sit there. And I love talking to the bartenders, so I make friends with anyone, anywhere. And it's kind of this really lovely moment of just letting everything go and just being alone with your thoughts in a weird way.
And Montauk is a great place to
do that. Oh my gosh. And then walking on the beach. Yeah. See, next time, just go by yourself. Do you have kids?
I do, everyone
at home.
My son would go nuts. He cried the first day of school because he said he missed Montauk.
Oh, Montauk. Yes. Not mommy. Montauk.
Montauk.
He's like, yeah, I need to go back. I do too.
I'm like, you're going to love it. You're gonna meet new friends. We have Halloween to look forward to. And he goes, but I'm going to miss Montauk.
I'm going to miss the beach. I would miss the beach too. Are you kidding? Ugh.
So as a creative producer of Happy Place, what are your responsibilities?
Well, it's interesting because I just started in this role about a month ago. So I witnessed and admired Happy Place from afar for so many years, being from LA. And then when this job came up, I just took it as this kind of reinvigorating life force in being a creative producer. And now I can say to Jared, hey, this is all wonderful, but what if we try it this way? And what if we try it this way? And it's such a collaboration, and it's really incredible. And it's his baby for sure. But being a part of a team that is so positive all the time about making the experience wonderful for everyone is really rewarding.
Do you travel from city to city with
the
exhibit?
I do. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not there the entire time. So I was just in Vegas for 24 hours, came here. I'll be back in a couple of weeks, and I'll keep coming back and forth just to make sure that the baby's doing good.
You have a dance background.
Does that
play a part at all in this?
Yes, it does. So I grew up being a dancer, and then I have been a casting director for dance shows and then produced dance shows for the last 6-7 years. And this idea that I think truly that people need more live entertainment in their life overall. And I think that seeing from afar, you know, all of these kids and adults coming through this and feeling something and wanting to kind of get off their couch and do something active and fun is really incredible. And who knows, maybe one day down the line, there'll be some dancing. Who knows? Yeah.
Oh, I would love that. I'm a salsa dancer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
I do watch Dancing with the Stars. I know of Travis Wall.
Yeah.
I know you worked with him.
Yes, for years and years. So I had the, you know, the privilege of producing his tour, Shaping Sound, for the last 6 years, and work with all of those dancers from Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance. And now all they say is they want to come to Happy Place. I'm like, well, you have to go to Vegas. I mean, I don't know. It's not in LA right now, so get on a plane and get your butts over there, and we'll have some fun dance shots. And actually, I would love to get local dance studios to come to Happy Place.
Oh.
Some great photos with some good extensions, some pirouettes. So
yeah, that would be a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess I'll come and I'll do a salsa dancing boomerang or something.
You must. That is it. But you'll have dinner by yourself first and then go, and we'll capture you doing a little salsa boomerang in the confetti dome.
I thought this was just going to be a normal interview. Now set up my whole weekend for me.
Well, now I'm just going to text you and be like, hey, so do you want to get wine with me? Okay, great. Yes.
And you're working with Mandy Moore?
I am. Yes. The choreographer. Yeah. So
I love her.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Love her.
Talk about like strong female with just a passion for what she does. So we've been working on a new show for the last year and a half, and we're hoping to make it happen, a new dance show. She's wonderful.
She was on So You Think You Can Dance for a little bit, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. And now she's one of the executive producers, and she's still on it.
Oh, she is one of the executive producers?
Yep. She just had a beautiful piece this last week on the show.
Some of my favorite dances, I didn't even know, and then when I looked to see who the choreographer was, it's her. And
incredible? Yes. Yeah. You could tell by the movement and the storytelling. That's what she has, is the storytelling. You connect to those dancers immediately.
Yeah.
Truly, you just can't help but be kind of captured by them.
Do you perform anymore?
No. Never did. I could never audition. I would want to kind of throw up before I even got into the room. So I transitioned to being behind the table and loved that. But then I said, you know what? I don't want to be hired by someone else to execute their dream. I want to make my own dream come true. And so fell into producing. And that's where we are now.
If your shows, any of them, when they come out, you have to come back.
Oh, I'm 100% coming back.
Okay.
Yes. There may be a little salsa dance moment for you in there.
Ooh, yes. Love it.
Yes.
So how can people get information or get tickets for Happy Place? Do you need tickets?
You can buy tickets in advance. Yes. You can go to happyplace.me, or you can say you're shopping King of Prussia. You walking by, you want to make a last minute decision, you can pop on over and buy tickets at the door as well.
Where is it set up in the mall?
It is where the JCPenney used to be.
Yeah. Okay.
So we are kind of cornered between a Cold Stone and a Sunglass Hut. I just went yesterday and was truly King of Prussia is one of the most beautiful malls I've ever been to in my entire existence. It's mind-boggling at how gorgeous and big it is, and I'm shocked by it.
Well, and they just did an expansion, so it's even that much better.
I think it's wonderful.
Are you inside that JCPenney's?
Yep.
Or you're on the outside?
We are inside the JCPenney.
Okay.
Yep. So the JCPenney is no longer operating, so we have taken over one of the whole floors there.
Great. And people can go to happyplace.me to get tickets or information.
And if they want to see some of the photos, they can go to Instagram at @WeAreHappyPlace and just see photos in action, too. Gives a real sense of what they'll be walking into.
Are there hashtags or anything involved?
#WeAreHappyPlace, #HappyPlace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Nicole, thank you so much for coming by.
You have to bring your son.
I'm definitely going
to. Okay, great. Yeah. I'll give him some free swag. He'll jump in the confetti dome, do the whole nine yards, get a free cookie. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming by. It was nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Today's guest is a breathwork teacher, speaker, and author of Breath Love. She facilitates breathwork for executive teams, nonprofits, government agencies, corporations, and schools, and also hosts breath retreats and workshops across the country. I need to find out what this is all about. Lauren Chelik-Kafritz is here today to share her story. Lauren, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so what is breathwork?
I know, right? Like, everybody breathes. So there's many different definitions for breathwork. My definition is conscious, connected breathing that kind of clears that mental clutter, you know, or physical blocks in you, anything that keeps you from being vibrant.
Okay, I do yoga on a weekly basis. And
we do
different types of breathing in the yoga class. Is it that on steroids?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Pranayama is what you do. And it's like pranayama on steroids. So it's 45, like my class, I teach in Washington, D.C. on Monday nights. I'm going to be teaching more at a new place that we'll talk about in Philly called Center City Breathe.
Where are you from? Where do you live?
I'm based in Washington, D.C., and I do stuff all over the country.
So you travel around the country doing breath work?
I do.
How did you get involved with this?
Because I couldn't turn my neck. My son was 9 months old. The pain was so bad. I couldn't even lift him. It was ridiculous. And I went everywhere, every Western doc. And finally, one surgeon said, just stop looking up and we need to do surgery soon. So I ended up going on this journey of like finding a physiatrist, which is a doctor that works with muscles around the neck. And it was super expensive, but it was starting to work. And they sent me to yoga and massage therapy. And that started to work. But in the yoga, I started having these rushes that would come through me that no one, like the yoga teacher's like, I don't know what that is. So I went to a Western doc and they gave me Valium. Well, Valium doesn't really work with these rushes. And then I went to a breath worker. And the breath worker explained to me that those rushes was just unblocked energy and that it was me. And it was like power that I suppressed. And all of a sudden, I welcomed the rushes that eventually went away. And I've never turned back. I'm certified in two different types of breath work. I was like, why isn't everyone doing this? This stuff is amazing.
What are the benefits of breath work?
Breath work has so many benefits. It's amazing. So, I mean, your breath is connected to everything. There's a new study out that shows that your breath is connected to your mood and your emotions. One of the big ones for me was it helped me when I had anxiety. So as soon as you feel your feet and you're taking a diaphragmatic breath, breath work helped me feel calm and grounded and stable. I work with people who have depression. Breath work for them helps them move up and flowing. They're in their darkest place. They have one breath session and there's like that fatigue look that's in depressed eyes just clears. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Energy levels. I work with a lot of executives that are just burnt out. It's increased their energy levels. They don't need as much coffee. And also for them, they have tools now to stay in the green zone, right, before the red even happens. Like if they start to feel their breath start to tighten and things on their shoulders and they get outside and they take a walk and they breathe or they close their office door and they put their hand on their belly and the hand on their chest, take 10 deep breaths and they start to feel better.
So you work with executive teams, government agencies. Are you going into these offices and working with groups as a whole?
Oh, absolutely. One organization I work with is called ADP. I work with their top executives, but I've also worked with their sales team. And most people don't know the way you breathe actually affects how you are with another person. And sales is all this personal contact. So I do some breathing with them and some eye gazing, if you know what that is.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. And so when you can stay connected to your breath and be with someone else's eyes, they feel heard and met and cared for, and they're all about whatever you have to sell, you know?
So if somebody is interested, I'm just even thinking about our company here, yes. Beasley Media, if they would want to bring you in, say, to work with their executives or their sales team, they can go to your website and contact you that way?
Absolutely. Okay. I do it all the time. It's so wonderful when you get a company breathing, you know, there's less sickness, your immune system gets boosted, you know, your stress, you know, it's great for stress management. And then think about it. A family is like that. I've also breathed families before where they come in and even the little ones. And so there's a six-year-old when her dad comes home from work and he looks stressed out. He told me she grabs his hand and takes him to the sofa and they breathe together.
Oh, that's so cute.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, that is. What exactly is this breath work? What is the type of breathing? What is it that you're doing?
So you want to play for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So if everyone puts their hands on their belly.
Okay.
And you breathe, inhale, and your hand is going to come out. So as you inhale, your hand's out. As you exhale, the hand comes back towards the belly button.
Right. And you're breathing in and out of your mouth?
So we use the mouth at the beginning because it helps release the motion. And then we switch to the nose because you want to breathe all day long with your nose because you've got a filter system there. So by the time you do a couple minutes of this conscious connected breathing, you start feeling relaxed yet energized at the same time, which for new moms, it's a great thing to be relaxed and energized.
Is this different than meditation?
Again, like meditation on steroids. So my trifecta is I do yoga, I do breath work, and I meditate. And those three things has kept me out of the red zone.
So they're all kind of tied in together.
They're a beautiful combo.
How long are you doing the breath work each day?
So I do not get out of bed without doing at least 5 minutes. I usually go like 20, a half hour of this conscious connected breathing. Because even in your dreams, you know, a lot of times, whatever you don't integrate during the day, you have to deal with at night.
Sure, of course.
And you wake up tired and a little stressed. So if you do some of this conscious connected breathing, then you get energized. I don't even need coffee. I don't do coffee.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? There's only hot water in this cup.
So do you have a breathwork studio?
I do. I have a private place where I see clients in Washington, D.C., but I also teach at a place called the Mindfulness Center in Bethesda, Maryland. Every Monday night, I try, even when I'm teaching across the country, I'm back for that Monday night class. It's at 7 o'clock at night.
And you're going to be teaching here in Philly?
And I'm going to be teaching here in Philly. They're at this new place called Center City Breathe that's just opening. And he's going to have all different types of breath work and sound healings. And it's going to be amazing.
Are you going to be here in Philadelphia on a regular basis? Or
he's
is it
asking
thing?
Me to. So it's brand new. So we're just figuring
working
that
out.
Yeah, yeah. Just okay. figuring out.
And where is the studio located?
Federal Street in South Philly.
You also wrote a book. What is the name of your book?
It's called Breath Love, and it's on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
Such a pretty cover.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted it to feel like a breath session when you looked at it.
So tell me a little bit about the book.
So the book, I decided to go super vulnerable because we're all vulnerable, right? And the more vulnerable you are, the less tight you are. You know, the more you are open and flowing about your life, you know, there's nothing to hide. You're just, you are who you are. So in this book, I talked about my personal journey with my neck and how I got to breath work and how my neck healed. And then I talk about my clients a little bit and their amazing journeys. And there's a little bit of something for everyone in this book.
So typically, a class that you're teaching will be an hour long, 60 minutes?
Yeah, an hour and a half because we talk.
Oh, an hour and a half.
Yeah. So at the beginning, we do a little talking. We create an intention that you probably know this, but your thoughts, you manifest, you create what you think. So an intention is something where like If I'm really stressed out, I am calm. I am peaceful. And if you let that rumble around in your mind instead of, I can't get this all done, I've got too much more to do, I am calm will eventually get you to I am calm. And when you connect an intention with your breath, it's like a super highway.
So that's what you're doing. You're connecting the intention in the class in the 90 minutes to the breathing.
And then when you're breathing, when you do this conscious connected breathing, the breath is super powerful. Most people don't know how powerful their breath is. So as you do this conscious connected breathing, things that you didn't integrate will come up. Like some people during the class will laugh really hard because they suppress laughter, or they'll cry and they're like, why am I crying? And they're just releasing this stuff. And then sometimes the body will shake, or it's really fun because you just don't know how the body is going to release that stress.
So the criers and the laughers, that doesn't distract any of the other people in the class?
Well, no, because everyone's so in their own journey, right? Or if someone's crying and someone's been holding on to their crying and they hear someone else crying, they're like, oh, I can cry.
Right.
And then they just burst into tears. Or someone's laughing and it's the funniest thing. It's like, do you ever see laugh yoga when people put their heads on each other's bellies and one person's
laughing? Yeah.
So the same thing in my class. Like one person will start laughing and the whole place breaks out. It's really fun.
And you have some more information about your book and all of your services on your website. What is your website?
So an easy thing is just go to breathlove.com or laurenshellickkafritz.com or experiencebreath.com.
You have all of them.
All of them go to the same website.
I'm imagining that there's some information on there about exactly what breath work is if somebody wants to read a little bit more about it.
A lot more about it, yeah.
And if somebody does want to come out to one of your classes, they should look for the new studio. What was the name again?
Center City Breathe.
So they should look for Center City Breathe because you will likely be doing some classes or workshops there.
They'll be coming up. For now, I know that I'm going to have my next day long will be in Washington, D.C. coming up. I'm taking people on an amazing trip to Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, I love it there.
Me too. Me too. We found this amazing center where we'll do breath work there, and it's got high energies and vortexes.
So when is this retreat?
So this retreat is April 28th, 2020 to May 3rd.
Oh, I had a friend who, I don't think it was breath work. It was more finding herself in spirituality. But she went to Sedona and that's where they had their retreat. And she came back and was like, I'm a whole different person. And she's like, we all have to go back again. So
come with us.
I know, maybe I can get them to go do breath work.
It's amazing because like there's so many fun stories. Like the thing about breath work is there's a science behind it. And yet there's this powerful spirituality with it too. And the combination of the two. And I've heard people in medicine say when science and spirituality meet, that's where the true healing begins. So when you take breath work to Sedona, it's amazing.
If you could give our listeners one bit of advice, whether it be about breath work or anything else, what would you say to them?
I would just say you're beautiful and you're enough. And as soon as you own that, self-love helps you breathe better. As soon as someone starts to self-love and take care of themselves, their breath pattern changes. And when your breath pattern changes, like a lot of people cannot get breath in their belly because they've had trauma and they block it off. And the minute that starts to open up, the diaphragm starts to move and tells your central nervous system that you're okay. And your cortisol and your adrenaline drop. So you start feeling better. So my big piece of advice is you're beautiful and you're enough.
Lauren, where can people get your book?
So I know it's right here in Rittenhouse Square at the Barnes & Noble there. I just did a reading there. So the other places, Amazon, Politics and Prose, pretty much everywhere.
Okay. And what's your website one more time?
experiencebreath.com or breathlove.com or laurenshellickkafritz.com.
Lauren, thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was amazing.
If you missed any part of Lauren's interview or my earlier guest, Nicole Valens from Happy Place, it will be up as a podcast later. If you are interested in visiting Happy Place, which will be at the King of Prussia Mall starting on October 5th, you can get tickets at livenation.com or you can just go to the mall and visit the pop-up exhibit. Thank you so much for joining me, 957benfm.com for the podcast. Monday morning, you can check out today's show and all of the shows I have posted there every single week. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great great rest of your Sunday.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.